This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice.
Today is a good day for men. Now, just because I'm saying that, ladies, if you're on the line, I want you to stay listening in, because chances are the information I'm going to talk about here today is going to maybe not apply directly to you, but I promise you probably know somebody you really care about who's a male who can benefit from this information, because June is Men's Health Month. And if you saw our Pulse newsletter for this month, you saw that we're actually doing something to honor that and acknowledging that. Let's talk about, for men, some of the top health-related concerns or issues that we deal with. I'm going to give you some solutions. Again, as you know, this is a short call, so we're going to go through this fast, and obviously I could go deep dive into this and probably give you an hour's worth of detail and information, but let me see how much I can get through in just this short period of time we have today. So one of the top concerns for actually all people, including men, especially men, is heart disease. Heart disease is, in fact, the leading cause of death for men and women. Sadly, it still is. It has been for a long time. So when we think about cardiovascular health, one of the key things we need to focus on is blood pressure, as well as, to a certain extent, cholesterol management. So as many of you know, blood pressure, BP meds are very commonly prescribed. It's one of the most common prescribed medications here in the United States. And blood pressure issues are often related to poor lifestyle issues. So if you have a poor lifestyle habits, meaning you're sedentary, if you have poor diet, and especially if you are chronically dehydrated, that all leads to oftentimes having high levels of blood pressure. So we want to eliminate that. And as many of you know, one of the quickest and fastest ways to do that is to get properly hydrated. It's amazing to me how many men will say, you know what, I used to have high blood pressure, but suddenly I started using that X2O sachet in my water, and suddenly, within a reasonable or short period of time, my blood pressure started to normalize. We have countless numbers of testimonies over the years of people who have completely been taken off of their blood pressure meds by their doctors because after using X2O over a period of time and getting that proper cellular hydration and getting the blood properly hydrated, that suddenly blood pressure was no longer an issue. Now, I mentioned cholesterol management. Obviously, cholesterol has a lot of mystique around it, in that I think a lot of people believe that cholesterol or high levels of cholesterol are automatically related to your diet. And the truth is, only about 20% of what you're eating, putting in your body, will increase your cholesterol levels. About 80% of your cholesterol in your body is made naturally, okay? So again, I'm speaking specifically to cardiovascular disease here because it is the number one killer of both men and women. But cholesterol and managing cholesterol properly goes a little deeper into how you're eating, right? So cutting back on things like saturated fats, incorporating more soluble fiber-rich foods into your diet, exercising regularly, and maintaining a healthy weight. All of these things are pretty important to make sure that our cholesterol levels stay in good ranges. Now, I'm not a huge fan, and this is a different call for a different day, but I'm not a huge fan of the cholesterol medications. In fact, I'll do a call one day that will specifically address why I'm not a big fan of those. But for today, understand that if you are somebody who has above average levels of cholesterol, your first thought shouldn't be, how quickly can I get on the highest dose of a cholesterol-lowering drug possible? Your first thought should be, men especially, what can I do with my current lifestyle habits to make sure that my cholesterol levels are in a more healthy range? And like I said, that's going to involve more physical activity. For a lot of us men, as we get older, we tend to be a little less physically active. Sadly, that's just the nature of things, I think. For a lot of people, as we get older, maybe we get a little sedentary, and that's not good for a lot of things, including your heart, cardiovascular health. Of course, that also leads to weight gain. When we're sedentary, we're not exercising, we're not eating right. Again, if we maintain a more healthy, normal weight, that's going to help. And it's going to help in other areas, too, which I'm going to dive into in just a couple moments here. But obviously, there are habits that can lead to other issues, such as, you know, avoiding tobacco. I would want to believe that most of you listening into this call today are not smokers. And if you are, that's certainly something I would ask you to reconsider and not do that. But if you know somebody, a man especially in your life who's a smoker, or a heavy drinker. Those are important things, of course, to minimize or completely eliminate if possible in order to have better cardiovascular health. What else? Well, one of the big things that us guys worry about, especially as we age, is prostate cancer. In fact, I've had two friends in the last 2 years that have had to have their prostates removed due to prostate cancer. And sadly, these were men that I knew, because of their poor lifestyle habits, were probably heading in that direction. And so a lot of us men, you know, we worry about that. But I'm here to tell you that just because you become an older male doesn't mean that prostate cancer is something that's almost a guarantee in your future. It does depend, though, again, on your lifestyle habits. I just mentioned a bunch of things that you can do for cardiovascular health. Ironically, those are the same kinds of things that also support your prostate. And when it comes to prostate health, one of the things that we know that men are always looking at is a PSA level. It's a PSA, what they call prostate-specific antigen test. You can do a simple blood test with your doctor. I encourage you, if you're over 50 and you're a male, you should be doing this ideally at least once every year to two. I'm not necessarily a fan of having to do it every year, but especially if you see an elevation, then it's probably worth doing it once a year. But this is a early precursor, of course, to prostate cancer. Now, the good news is, because you have maybe an elevating PSA level, it does not automatically mean you have prostate cancer, number one. And number two, this is something that can be regulated. In fact, in Zuma's line, you'll see in our Pulse newsletter this month, we briefly mentioned ellagic acid. Now, ellagic acid for a lot of people is used when they have abnormal cell growth, and they find it to be incredibly helpful in that area. But we found over the years, through personal testimonies of lots of men who have utilized that product, that it's also been supportive of men in helping keep their PSA levels down and also helping to improve overall prostate health. In fact, had a great testimony not long ago from a gentleman who was worried because he was right at that borderline where they were concerned that maybe he might be, you know, at that prostate cancer stage. He started using the ellagic acid, and within 90 days, when he went back and had his PSA numbers drawn again, his PSA numbers dropped like a rock. And again, it doesn't surprise me because I understand how ellagic acid works in the body. And so if you're a guy who's worried about PSA levels that seem to be creeping up, believe me, ellagic acid can be one of those products that can really make a positive change in that direction. Another thing that a lot of guys worry about is colorectal cancer. And again, we talked about this on a recent call, so I'm not going to go too deep into this, but understand that colorectal cancer is one of the fastest growing cancers, especially in younger men. And the biggest problem we have is not so much that suddenly something has radically changed inside the human body. It's because the foods, the quality of the foods, the environmental toxins, the things that we're exposed to, both what we're putting in our bodies food-wise as well as what we're exposed to in the environment, are definitely leading to higher levels of potential cancer. And this is where gut health becomes incredibly important. As many of you know, if you're going to have good gut health, there's a lot of things you can do, but the two most important things you can do is a high-quality prebiotic and a high-quality probiotic. Obviously, if you're looking at Zuma's product line, that's going to be your Zyme 365 and your Zuma probiotics. But again, making sure that you don't become a colorectal cancer statistic, which again, really seems to be prevalent in men who are over 45 these days, that's one of those things that we can do to prevent and work as a preventative mechanism is getting gut health and keeping gut health in good stead. Skin cancer is another one. This is one, and I'm guilty of it as well, guys. This is crazy. We're doing this call today. I literally today just had my very first dermatology appointment. I've never done one. I've never had anything I saw in my body that I felt concerned about. But just as a preventive measure, at 56 years old, I had my very first dermatology appointment this morning. And I'm proud to report that I had no concerns or issues, according to the doctor who looked over my body today. So I credit that, by the way, with the fact that I'm taking good care of the inside of my body. Here's a quick little diversion I'll share here that's good for all, both men and women, is your likelihood of developing skin cancer is going to be directly tied, not necessarily to how much sun exposure you get, although that has some bearing. The biggest determining factor as to whether or not you are going to develop skin cancer is how well you are taking care of your body from the inside. Because if your body is not good on the inside, if you have a lot of mitochondrial damage or DNA damage, or you have a lot of inflammation on a regular basis within the body, you become a whole lot more susceptible to skin cancer. And guys, we're just sometimes a little lazy about going to the doctor. The ladies in our life are usually much better at doing these things and screening themselves. So So again, I'm a little guilty of it myself, and I just did my first one today. But I'm here to tell you that it is important, you know, because if you do see something on a skin-related issue that could be cancerous, earlier detection is always better. Here's another challenge that a lot of men face, and that's things like erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. Now, in the case of erectile dysfunction, it is often tied directly to low levels of testosterone. So I'm going to go there in just a second, but also understand that erectile dysfunction in men is often also a result of things like diabetes and heart disease. So in other words, if you have high levels of inflammation in your body, if you have high levels of blood sugar, if you've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, you are going to have probably a likelihood of having erectile dysfunction issues. Biggest reason for that is because when we have high levels of inflammation, or we have excessive amounts of blood sugar, or insulin resistance as an example, we're going to have circulation issues. We're going to have problems with blood circulation in various parts of our body, and for men, of course, that can lead to ED. So again, this is something that becomes a symptom of a poor lifestyle habit oftentimes, and not necessarily that there's something not functioning properly with that part of your body. Okay, so again, for us men, we want to take care of our health the best we can. For most men who are good about maintaining good, healthy habits, erectile dysfunction rarely becomes a problem for them. Now, the low testosterone piece is interesting because testosterone, of course, is one of those things that is a little elusive. There are young men who experience low testosterone as well as older men. It tends to be centered in men who get a little bit older, but even young men are experiencing these days due to, again, a lot of environmental influence, both diet and environmental toxins, lower levels of testosterone. And that can lead to a lot of issues for men. Not only does it lead to things like ED, but it's going to lead to things like lower muscle tone, weakened physical stature and strength. It's going to lead to men becoming out of balance with hormones in a way that becomes very unhealthy for them, especially if this is over a long period of time. Now, again, we hear a lot of this lately in the buzz of social media about women balancing their hormones, and I'm super excited that that conversation is becoming mainstream. But we rarely hear about it in men, but men, it's just as important for us. In fact, when we look at the basic foundational building blocks of what we need to produce more testosterone, regardless of whatever age we're at, it's going to center on things like the nutrients that are in our body. And again, that could come from diet, but oftentimes if we're not getting them all from the diet or we're not eating healthy enough, okay, we need to rely on some key micro and macronutrients that are going to support the cells that produce hormone regulation in the body. So as an example, vitamin D. Vitamin D is critical for testosterone synthesis. Zinc is also a direct catalyst for testosterone production. Magnesium is going to play a very important role in hormone synthesis, by the way, for both men and women. And then healthy fats, and these are the ones that help create steroid hormones like testosterone. And those things can come, of course, from diet, but they can also come from supplementation as well, especially if we're not being as good to ourselves from the dietary perspective. So that's why when we look at a product, say like Life Source, our multivitamin, multimineral formula, that's a really strong foundational nutritional support piece for helping give your body the building blocks to produce adequate amounts of testosterone. And on the healthy fat side, I can't think of a better supplement in the marketplace on the healthy fat side than our omega 375. That's, again, very strong support for healthy fats and strong support for healthy hormone levels, including, and especially in this case, testosterone. And there's one other thing that can really zap testosterone, and that is when we as men become older, we produce less testosterone, but in its place sometimes we produce or we end up having higher levels of estrogen. Again, it starts to flip, whereas as more younger men we have higher testosterone levels, that's great because the testosterone helps suppress having larger amounts of estrogen. But as we get older, and again, especially if we're not exercising, or when I say exercising in this case, I'm specifically talking about resistance or weight style training. If we're not doing that, men, and we're not adhering to healthy lifestyle habits, we are very susceptible to becoming more estrogen dominant. And then there's exterior influences, such as xenoestrogens, as an example, that can come from things like your plastic disposable water bottles or plastic food containers, right? These xenoestrogens that can become infiltrated into the body from petroleum-based plastics can actually create a synthetic estrogen in the body, and that really suppresses the body's ability to produce natural testosterone. And so then, guys, we develop things like man boobs. You hear about that. And we develop, you know, more body fat. We can get moody, and, you know, we just end up being out of balance, and we don't feel maybe so much like a man anymore. And that can be frustrating for guys, especially as we age. So ironically, even though it's been marketed historically for women, in Zuma's line, our Life's Harmony progesterone cream can actually be very beneficial for men, because that progesterone can help balance the offset between estrogen and testosterone in a man. And that's a topical cream, guys. We just put it on. You rub it into a thinner part of your skin, say in the inner thighs, an example, or your wrist would be a great place. And these are interesting opportunities for men that we often overlook. But if we can get a little more balance through a bioidentical progesterone, as is found in Life's Harmony, it can actually do a great job of helping suppress some of the excess estrogen while also supporting and allowing a pathway for us to produce more of that natural testosterone that we all want to keep and maintain. So understand that in Zuma, you've got some incredible building blocks to support this fight, if you will, to maintain that strong testosterone level as a man. Now, as a final last resort, before I end and turn back over to Tim, I do want to say this, that if you're one of those guys that's struggling and you've done a lot of these things that I'm mentioning to try to get your testosterone levels back up to normal and healthy levels, I will say that I am not opposed at all to using hormone replacement therapy, or in this case, testosterone injections for men when and where needed. But it would not be my first choice. It would be more of a, hey, I've tried all these other things and I still can't get my testosterone levels back up to a normal healthy range for a man my age, therefore I'm going to try this route. So there are definitely ways to do that, especially through compounded pharmacies. You can do them as topical creams, or you can do them as injectables. But I would tell you that would be a last resort if everything else that you've tried from a health and lifestyle habit perspective did not work. But again, it's important for us guys to keep those testosterone levels in normal, healthy ranges, because when they're too low, it leads to a lot of potential long-term health problems when we're not paying attention to that. So again, a lot of information in a short period of time. Again, I probably could have gone another half an hour on this topic, but hopefully some good basics that you can take home if you're a guy listening in today, or if you're a lady listening in today and you have a guy in your life that needs to hear some of this. Remember, as always, these are recorded. You can access this and share it with them at any time. So with that, Mr. Tim, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right, Mr. Ken. That's a lot of information there. But I'm so glad that Zuma has all of those products to offset a lot of those issues. So, Ken, again, thanks for all you do. And thanks for everybody being on today. And we'll be back here next Wednesday, same time. Until then, y'all have a great week.